Hello and welcome to the Breeders' Cup preview as we focus on the Breeders' Cup turf. Mike Callahan, Sully Crotty. As we take a look at this field, we do have early morning line odds in front of us, and we'll go over that right now. Enables 8-5. Now, she is going to come back in 2020, which is fantastic, but she's not going to go, at least it looks this way, that she's not going to go in the Breeders' Cup turf. So that 8-5 will obviously change and reflect in the other horses. So now you have to believe that Bricks and Mortar, and again, Bricks and Mortar may go in this spot. He may go in the mile. We'll ultimately see what happens. But he is 4-1 on the morning line. Japan, 5-1 on the morning line. Waldgeist is 6-1 coming off his upset victory in the arc. You also have Magical. She looks to be going in another direction, which you'll talk about here in a second, but she's 10-1 on that early morning line. You also see Old Persian as a nice price of 15-1. Anthony Van Dyke, who I believe won't go in this spot, but is 15-1 on the morning line. And then you get some higher priced odds with Channel Maker, Arclow, and Acclimate, both 20 and 30-1 respectively. For me, first glance, I have to believe that there are going to be some horses that aren't going to go like Enable and some other horses in here. But if Bricks does go in here, I think he'll be a very big favorite. But also a horse I want to take a look at is Japan, who's 5-1 in this spot. He's a three-year-old facing Olders, and I think he's very good for Aiden O'Brien.
Yeah, he is. And as you said, Anthony Van Dyke also for Aiden O'Brien, but Japan a winner at York overseas there. But I do want to touch quickly on Magical. If Magical comes to the Breeders' Cup, it's going to be in the filly and mare turf with Sister Charlie. It's probably not going to be in this spot where Magical finished second to Enable last year.
Which is fantastic right. To a horse player, because we want to see Sister Charlie face the best, and Magical is one of the best in the world.
And if you're a Sister Charlie fan, that means you're going to get a way better price on her with Magical in there. So Magical most likely not going to be facing the boys again. If she comes, she's going to be in the filly and mare turf. But I think Bricks and Mortar is probably, as you say, going to get hammered down, especially with no Enable in here. But if you're a big fan of Enable, which a lot of us are, if Waldgeist comes here, you're going to get a very, very good price. And Waldgeist looked unbelievable in the morning of the arc. So I think that's a horse that you could definitely look at. But you brought up Japan, again, a winner for Aiden O'Brien overseas. And he is also bringing over Anthony Van Dyke, who, again, a little question marks if they're going to come in here, who ran third in the Irish Championship. So Acclimate for Phil D'Amato. Ran second in the John Henry behind Cleopatra Strike, who was 10-1. Also a winner of a Grade 2 event at Del Mar. I think Acclimate's a little bit over the head here, but obviously you're going to take a shot here. A horse that's run well in California, but the one question mark is, we already know Bricks and Mortar can win off a little bit of a layoff. We saw that in the Pegasus World Cup turf, but a horse that's been running that well since January, and we haven't seen this horse since the Arlington Million, I think that puts up a little bit of red flags for me. So if you're trying to beat Bricks and Mortar, I think Waldgeist, Japan, even Magical, even Old Persian at 15-1 is a horse that you could use for Charles Appleby. And again, the winner of the Northern Dancer up at Woodbine, we saw up at the Woodbine Mile. So I think Bricks and Mortar, a couple red flags we haven't seen since Arlington Million.
Well, I think the biggest question, right, is Bricks and Mortar is always like that mile and an eighth, mile and a quarter distance. You're not going to get that in the Breeders' Cup. It's a mile and a half or a mile, and that's really where it comes in. Bricks and Mortar, probably not his best at a mile and a half. Doesn't mean he can't win, but it's more in favor of the Euros, who like predominantly run that mile and a half or even farther, with Japan and Waldgeist and Magical and Old Persian and others in this spot. So that's really where I think people, if you're not a fan of Bricks and Mortar, will try to find some value in here. It's not that he can't win. It's just maybe this isn't the right distance for him, and I think they know that. And that's why they may potentially go on the mile, because he might be suited a little bit better with his kick going shorter. But ultimately, we're going to have to wait and see what he does do. Japan is a horse that I like. He is 3 years old. He's going to be facing Olders. He did finish fourth in the arc. That was a very impressive performance to me, because those top four or five horses were so much farther clear of the rest in that field that I just thought it was very impressive. He was definitely over his head a little bit facing the likes of Enable, Waldgeist, who were older horses in that spot. But I think they got a very good education in that race, and if they come over, they're going to be serious contenders. Magical, like you said, maybe going in a different spot. Old Persian to me at 15-1 is a horse that you want to take a look at. He won the Grade 1 Northern Dancer up at Woodbine very impressively. Did not break at all. It was a short field that day, and then ended up just taking him around wire to wire, and he pretty much kicked clear. Now, that field wasn't the strongest, especially comparative to the rest of that he's going to have to face on Breeders' Cup Day, but the price is going to be right. And if you took a look at some of those Dubai races back in March, he's a horse that has some serious talent. So if you're taking a look at long shots, for me, I'd like Old Persian. If you're trying to take a look at a long shot in here, what were your thoughts?
I think Old Persian's actually that horse, but I wanted to ask you, because we're familiar with these names in New York, Channel Maker for Bill Mott, Arklow for Brad Cox. Arklow, actually, I thought ran well up in the Bowling Green. Channel Maker, I thought ran well in the Manhattan. You're getting big prices on them. Do you think they have a shot in here? Because I just think if Channel Maker won the Man of War against low numbers, and then the Manhattan, I didn't think ran bad at all behind 1-2-3 Chad. So Arklow's a horse that I know runs well in Kentucky, ran well in the Bowling Green in the deep field. You're getting good prices for horses that we're familiar with up here in New York.
If I had to choose between the two, I would choose Arklow over Channel Maker. Arklow just won that prep. Now, it wasn't a decisive victory. I wasn't really sure if you go back and watch replay, if anybody really wanted to win that race. But Arklow is a horse that just time and time again is there. It doesn't mean that he wins, but he's always there. And if you're going to get the price of 25-1, maybe even 30-1 on Arklow coming off that prep, which was a good prep. It wasn't a dominating prep at all, but he did what he had to. It did enough to do, you know, to get in the winner's circle. So for me, I thought Arklow, of those two, the ones that we know in New York, I thought he'd be the one that you want to use at a big price in here. And who knows, you know, if the Europeans kind of don't like the surface over at Santa Anita, maybe he's the horse that finishes third in here at 30-1 and really rounds out those tries. So those would be my thoughts on those two anyway in this race.
Yeah, I agree with that. I just thought Channel Maker actually went off as the favorite in the Bowling Green. But Arklow, I thought, ran a better race, because that's the race I think of when I think of these two. The Manhattan, obviously, was Bricks and Mortis to lose. But as you said, the prep last time for Arklow, I thought was good enough where you're going to get a price on a horse that we've seen up here in New York. I think Arklow is probably a horse that you could use and could run big for a really nice barn.
Yeah, especially with these early morning line odds. I think this is the one race that we're focused on right now where you have headlining names, but you're not really sure where they're going. So I think we're going to find out a little bit more in the next week and a half when they start to commit on where they're going to go and maybe picking a different division to run in, or maybe just bypassing it in general. But ultimately, that's what we're going to have to wait and see. Those are our thoughts in the Breeders' Cup Turf. Good luck.